Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Dennis, and welcome to the Leadership Lab podcast, where we are dissecting discipleship and leadership development in the local church. Here, we are going to have a conversation, a 25 to 30 minute conversation with fellow pastors and some of our Victory Group leaders to help equip and train you to become better leaders, not just in our local church, but outside of our local church. We are going to talk about discipleship. We're going to talk about leadership development, and we're going to get straight to the heart of how it can help you become a better salt and a better light to the world. It is our core conviction, our core belief, that the church is the place where leadership development happens so that we can send out Christian leaders into the world. It takes a lot of intentionality. We need to be very deliberate about this. And that's why we have this Leadership Lab podcast. Here we experiment. Here we talk about things. Here we agree to disagree on some of the things that we need to talk with regarding social issues, leadership issues, in light of Scripture, in light of the gospel, and in light of our local church context, right? How does this all make sense? How can I become a better Christian in the age and time that we are in today? That's why I'm excited to launch this leadership podcast, this podcast. We have you in mind, our Victory Group leaders, our interns, and those who are willing to sign up to make disciples of all nations. So once again, we invite you to please follow us on this page, like this page, subscribe to our Spotify, because we want you to be equipped. We want to upgrade your leadership. We want you to have that heart to go out to honor God and make disciples. Welcome to Leadership Lab Podcast. For the first episode of our Leadership Lab podcast, you know, I felt like I need to share this as an overview of our core beliefs and conviction on why we have this Leadership Lab podcast. As what I said, we want to dissect discipleship and leadership development in the local church. I think it's the role of every pastor in Ephesians 4, 12 to 13. It says that God gave the church apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists to equip the saints for the works of ministry so that the body of Christ may be built up. Our role as your pastor, and that's why we're doing this podcast, is to equip you, to train you, right? So that you can do the works of the ministry. And so we are going to discuss a leadership development framework that might help us as we move further along in our local church, as we disciple our city, specifically the city of Makati. What I'm going to share to you today is based on a framework that I've learned while studying. At the same time, when I studied it, I started applying it in my own journey as a leader in Victory Green Hills and now in Victory Makati. And that's why I want to share this three C's that has helped me lead during the past decade of my pastoral ministry. And I do hope you bear with me, and I hope you get to learn from this, because I believe God wants to do something in our church. That's why I'm excited to share this. Now, I truly believe, parang Miss Universe lang, no? I truly believe that every church member, every disciple of Christ, right, should be salt and light of the earth. We are called to influence, to love on, to preach the gospel in our nation, in our city, right? And I also believe that the best avenue, and the avenue that God gave us in Scripture, is in the local church. The local church is designed to develop leaders who will be now sent out into the world. And we've seen this, whether in Matthew 28:18-20, disciple, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Genesis commission was to take dominion over the earth, to lead the earth, not like the worldly rulers, but with the compassion, the benevolent heart of God. Right. So if you look at Scripture from Genesis down to Revelations, we would see that the church has a grand design to go and make a difference where we are planted. Right. And that's why we planted the church in Makati. because we want to make a difference in the central business district of our city and also in the different barangays of Makati. There's 600,000 people in the city of Makati alone. And I'm just counting the residents. I'm not even counting the millions of people who are working in Makati. In short, there is a great need for our city. They are looking for somebody who's going to lead them. And I do hope and pray that the leaders would come from the body of Christ, not just Victory, but would come from the churches, because churches should be producing the godliest, most responsible, hardworking, compassionate leaders of the world. Imagine with me, if godly leaders rule our nation, if godly leaders would rule the barangays, the villages, you know, the government institutions, the businesses of Makati, I think we're going to see a major move of God in our city. John Wesley said, "Give me 10 men that hate nothing but sin and love nothing but God, and we will change the world." Now, where's the leadership central or locus in our community? Right? Where are leaders being birthed? Is it in the Lions Club? You know, is it in the exclusive villages of Makati? Is it in the schools? Where is the leadership central or center in our community? Where does Makati get its leaders? That's a good question to ask. Where are leaders formed, developed, and sent into the world? And I might sound like a parrot by saying, it is my conviction that the church is designed by God to create leaders for all spheres of life. That's the heart. That's the conviction that we have. And that's why we're here. And that's why we have this laboratory of leadership. Because we want to train you. We want to equip you. We want to inspire you and empower you to become the leaders of our society. Right? So two of the major concepts I grew up in Victory are these two concepts: discipleship and leadership development. I think we've not gotten tired of these two words, that the local church is to make disciples of all nations and it has to develop leaders that would influence society. In Genesis 1:28, it says, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over every living thing that moves on the earth." The world benefits from the leaders created and formed in the church. You see, the church should be impacting. And you've heard this in my preaching. I believe that the church is a city within a city. It has its own cultures and value system that we want now to import into our city. We want to share now, to export to our city. We want them to feel the unconditional love, the agape, the shalom, the grace that we've experienced, the culture of honor and respect that we exercise within the local church into our city. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." In short, God has given us this grace to go out there and make disciples and to develop leaders. The full extent of discipleship is the development of disciples who are able to lead and develop others, not merely gatherers, not merely people attending on a Sunday. That's not the goal of the church. The goal of the church, the full extent of discipleship for us, is the development of disciples who are not only Victory Group leaders, but who are able to lead and develop others. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. "And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So the locus of the church is not leadership development, it's Jesus. Okay? The center of this church is Jesus, but the center of leadership development is the church. So we want people to understand that if you want great leaders, you're going to find it in the church. Why? Because the focus of the church is Jesus, but the focus of leadership development is the church. Robert Quinn, who's a leadership professor at the University of Michigan, said this about leadership. Leadership authors do not understand that leadership means in its origins on why leadership was invented. The word leadership means go forth and die. Wow, leadership is like writing your dead sentence. It's like the gospel. I've died to myself. Leadership, if they did understand it, they would not be enticed to write about it because people do not want to hear this message. In short, we go back to the origins of leadership. We live with a different leadership value and definition as Christians. Leadership is about going forth and dying to serve. Right? And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9 verse 23. So what's the perks of being a Christian leader? Well, you die to yourself, number one. Jesus said, truly I say to you, there's no one who has left brothers or sisters or mothers or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life. Mark 10, verse 29 to 30, right? So the Bible promises us that we'll receive much more, a hundredfold now in this time. Houses, friendship, relationships, lands, but also persecution. The challenge for us is this. And this is the challenge for us as pastors, as we pastor the church. We can't be outpaced by the world in developing leaders. You know, we need to be in the forefront of developing godly spiritual leaders would help us. So, the three C's are the framework of the Design to Lead framework invented by Eric Geiger. He said, number one, you need to have a conviction, a strong conviction for discipleship and leadership development. That we are convinced that leadership development is something that the church should be doing. Right? So from that conviction, culture is now shaped. Culture is the shared beliefs and values that drive the behavior of a group. Okay, so from that conviction, nagkakaroon tayo ng culture. And now, when the culture is set, constructs or systems and processes and programs develop to help develop leaders. That's our one-to-one, our purple book, our discipleship processes. Those are constructs. That's not the heart. That's not the key. That's not the conviction and the culture. Those are the tools that's needed. Sometimes we get to focus on the construct, we forget the heart and the conviction of why we're doing things. Constructs without conviction leads to apathy. I just do it because that's the tool given to me. Right? Have you heard our people or have we seen our people fall into this? They go through the victory construct, but there is no more conviction. So there's a lot of in-reach happening, but there's no outreach happening because the conviction is not there. I just do the tool. I'm just given the tools. I do victory group because that's what's required of me. This is fun. This is okay. But there's a lot of apathy involved. Why? Because there's no conviction. Now, construct without culture is exhaustion. In short, if we just copy-paste, no, I've seen people copy-paste, so this is what you do in victory, we'll do it again. But without the culture, you'll just get tired. Conviction without construct would lead to frustration. Now, if you have conviction but you don't have the process, ma-frustrate din yung mga tao, they don't know what to do. And that's why we continually tell stories of our journey, of our discipleship journey, because they need to understand the constructs that's involved in disciple-making. You know, one of the best stories in the Bible is Moses and Joshua. Moses had a conviction to raise Joshua. Joshua did not have the conviction to have leadership development. So in the book of Judges, it was said that a generation grew up without knowing God. Imagine that. Because of the lack of conviction by Joshua to raise a leader, a generation of Israelites grew up who did not know God, who did not fear God. Moses took the time to develop Joshua. Now, as we end this podcast, I want us to think through, do I have that conviction to make disciples and develop leaders? is that something that I truly believe in? Not something I do just for the sake of doing, but something that I truly believe in, right? Do you truly believe that the goal and the role of your pastors is to equip you to do the works of the ministry? We won't do the works of the ministry for you. We will equip you. We will train you. We will do our best to train you and equip you to become better disciple makers. And we want to develop you as leaders. That's our job as your pastors. Ephesians 4, 12 and 13. That conviction must be true for our local church. Victory exists to honor God and make disciples. Since 1984, we have been radical about that. And let us guard that conviction, because if we lose that conviction, what we will pass on are programs. Many major religious organizations and movements have died because they've lost the heart of why they existed. Let us guard the conviction that we have. Secondly, is the culture. What is our discipleship culture? You know, observe your victory group. What culture are you building in your victory group? Is it all kwentuhan na lang, storytelling, fellowship? Are there new disciples being raised? Are there people being engaged with the gospel? Is there something that we're doing? Is the culture of your victory group all in reach? Sa loob lang, laging sa loob lang tayo kumukuha. Wala ka pa bang victory group? You know, you approach people. That's nice, by the way. But then that's not the goal of the victory group. The goal of the victory group is to be able to make disciples. So, when was the last time there was somebody new in your victory group that you've engaged, you've showed the love of Jesus, and that you've invited to be part of your community, of our community? Culture. Is there a culture of faith in our victory groups? How's the discipleship culture in our church? If there's an outsider who would come in, what would they say about our church? What culture do we show to them? Is there that conviction for discipleship making and leadership development? And thirdly, the constructs. We have the constructs to help you, to make this doable, to make this passable. Mabilis i-impart because of the constructs. But don't fall in love with the constructs, right? Fall in love with the heart of discipleship. Now that we have a pandemic, the game has changed. There's less face-to-face. There's more online. There's more calls that's happening. Learn how to change through time. And this is what happens if you have conviction and culture. You would learn how to be more flexible with the constructs, because sold out ka in the first place when it comes to this discipleship and leadership development. So this is something for us to think about. Now, I want to hear your thoughts. You can write it down in the thread below, or maybe discuss this in your victory group. You know, do I still have that conviction? What is the culture of our victory group now? The present victory group that you're attending now. What's the culture that we're trying to create? Something for us now again to review and assess, so that we can learn how to pivot in these new times where we are to make disciples even with this pandemic. So I do hope, as we dissect through the culture and the convictions of our hearts, we would get to see what truly we are building. Hope you can discuss this with your victory group. Discuss this with us. Share your thoughts below. And I do hope and pray that we'll have good conversations about this. Again, this is Pastor Dennis for episode number one of Leadership Lab podcast. If you want us to tackle any issues or any leadership issues that you want us to talk to with some of our pastors, please do email us or message us. It would be good for us to know your thoughts also, and your heart, and what you want us to discuss. Again, see you in the next episode of our Leadership Lab podcast. God bless you guys.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.